Hello guys, welcome to the second to the last episode of my 2021 story. It's been a ride, honestly. I've got like really interesting feedback, you know, listening to different people talk about, even for me, honestly, going through these conversations with all these amazing people, it has been very refreshing and giving me, you know, different perspective and light and insight into how I want my 2022 to go. And just before I introduce our last speaker, I want to say something. I was chatting with a friend of mine yesterday and I was asking her about, you know, goals and, you know, if she sets goals and, you know, she was like, no. And then I started talking to her about, I was like, is it okay if I preach? Because I don't want to come and start imposing what I think on anybody. And she's like, oh yeah, let me hear your thoughts on why you set goals. And I actually had to take a step back to think about it. And one major thing that came out is, if you keep doing the same thing that you've been doing before, do you understand? Like, if you've been doing the same thing, why should you expect a different result, to be honest? And that's what has just been in my head as I'm planning for next year. And so as we listen to this amazing woman, let's just have that at the back of our mind, you know, listen through her story and her journey with the hope to pick one or two things, you know, that you can now implement in your own year as you deem fit. Yeah, so introducing okay, I know I've been saying this to everybody, but I really like this babe. Like, ah man, she's a sister, you know. There's friends and there's sisters, and it's really interesting. Let me not get very emotional, but today in the house we have our friend and a sister, a madam that inspires me, Abigail. Hi Abigail, welcome.
Hello Ozioma Paul Amaka.
It's okay, call my full government. It's fine. Since I'm not paying for this, I'll take it. Lovely to have you. Do you want to introduce yourself to the family or to our audience?
Sure guys, hello. Yes, hello everyone. My name is Abigail Na Ubonewule and I'm Ghanaian. I also met Ozioma during my master's program at Carnegie Mellon University. Like, Ozi is an amazing woman. I really love her.
It's not my birthday. Let's stay on track.
You know, she's a real babe. Like, she's a really nice person, you know. And I'm happy to be here on this platform. I currently work for a company called Smile Identity. I work as a machine learning engineer. And I've been with this company for a year and a month now. And we basically work on facial verification, authentication. We do onboarding for clients across Africa. Yeah, so basically that has been us. It's more of computer vision related stuff. I don't want to talk about technicalities here, but basically that's what I do. And I'm happy to be here today.
You guys, see, she's just being very modest. When you hear anybody say anything like machine learning computer, if you see them on the road, just hold them very well because they have a lot of money. Anyways, thank you so much, Abby, for that introduction. I guess we'll just go right into it, right? So concerning 2021, if you were to, you know, describe or give a summary of what your year was like, you know, how do you think you would describe it?
Well, that's a good question. So I can't describe 2021 in isolation of 2020 because you went to 2020 before we came to 2021. And I feel like most of the things that happened in 2021 were hugely impacted by the things that happened in 2020.
Right.
And I'll describe 2021 as bearing fruits from the sufferings of 2020. In summary, because I'm still suffering. I still suffered in 2021. But then I can't compare the suffering 2021 to 2020 because half of 2020 last year I was in school and the remaining half I was searching for a job and I wasn't getting anything and I was struggling. And I remember I spoke to Ozzy multiple times. Almost all my friends knew I was, because me, if I'm struggling, I'm not going to keep quiet. I'll talk. I mean, I'll tell everybody. See, I'm dying. So help me. Help me. Yeah, you know, so 2020 has been some sort of ups and downs relating to my health and some other few issues here and there. But then overall it's been okay, and really I'm thankful to God for having come this far. I'm really amazed, right, by what's going on in my life, and I think that's really a summary of what 2021 has been for me. It's been difficult to some extent, but it's also been okay. I mean, I'm not dead yet, so there's reason for us to be hopeful and thank God for whatever comes our way.
Wow. I want you to talk a bit more about, you know, maybe because me, I kind of knew how the whole process was like, you know, so I'm like, this is a very abridged version, but anyways, let's move on. Like you said, feel free to lump, you know, part of your 2021 and your 2020, part of your 2020 and your 2021 as we talk about it, you know, just as you deem fit. So, do you want to talk about like the major wins that you had this year? And then, you know, let me just give you a rundown. We'll talk about, you know, whatever loss you may have experienced and the lessons, you know, so that's the format. So let's start with the wins that you experienced this year.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I really love to talk about this a lot because I sort of like really suffered for it. So last year, I completed my master's program in May 2020. Yeah. And I was hopeful for a job. Actually, I had done my internship with the World Bank, so the hope was that in 2020 I will apply again. So I actually did apply, and I was hoping to get in, and then having worked with them for my internship, I'll also get the chance to work with them full time. I mean, it's a nice place to be, and you know, everybody wants nice things in this life. So that was the plan.
Don't worry, Abigail. You don't need to explain why you wanted to go to what. Even me, I want to go.
Yes. So, like, you know, we were all planning. I applied for this job and I knew I was going to get it. And I was so relaxed, you know. Then all of a sudden, Mr. COVID or Mrs. COVID shows his head and says,
those are lovely people, please. They miss, has to be. I'm sure COVID is a man. Honest.
It has to be a Mr. Uncle COVID just shows up and says, you people, you are going nowhere. It's Africa that you remain. So sadly, things didn't go as expected, and we couldn't go do our internship where we wanted to. It was even cancelled. Yeah. Right? And companies out there were not willing to employ people. Actually, they were even laying people off. So that should tell you how difficult it was. We were the first people that experienced the impact of COVID, really, because it was majorly in 2020. And anyone who completed school in 2020 suffered, really. That was real suffering, because with time, 2021, people got adjusted to the system. Like, they started coming up with solutions of how to deal with COVID and all that, and it's better. But 2020, man, I mean, I used to cry.
I think everybody was kind of shocked. So people just started canceling on lots of their plans. They didn't really know how to, they didn't know how to move on from it.
Yeah, and that is a perfect example of, we can plan, we can have our plans and say this is what we are going to do, and God is just looking at us from heaven. It's like, you before, you know, tomorrow. Like, you know, things just happen, and I didn't have a plan B for how to resolve this, right? But thankfully, I had networks I had built, so I reached out to people for jobs. I did so many things. I was posting on LinkedIn. I was bettering myself by taking online courses. I mean, there's nothing I didn't do. But in order for me to stay focused and also to live my life, knowing that the job might come eventually, but I might not get enough time to do all the things I want to do in this life, I decided, okay, let me take a guitar lesson. So I had a friend who I was taking guitar lessons with, and it helped me de-stress a bit, okay? I was able to build networks, I met new people, I made friends, like, life goes on, okay? But fast forward to 2020 December, I got a job, a full-time job, and I was so happy, and everything was in place for me, and I was living my life normally, and I was trying to fit in, actually, because it was my very first
culture
job. My very first full-time job. And 2021 wasn't easy, because mostly I'll be sleeping. It's very funny, I'll be sleeping and then I'll just wake up and I'm like, oh my God, am I really employed right now? Like, I'm no longer unemployed. It was funny, like, oh my God. You know, like, applying for jobs was like a normal thing you were doing, was it? Like, every day applying for jobs, and now it's like, there's no longer job application. It feels awkward. It feels like there's something missing. Okay? So, well, like, it was a good thing, but then, me, until I got my first pay, I still used to think I was unemployed, because, you know, this can't be possible. But then it was, and I moved on. First 2 months was tough for me. I was struggling so hard to keep up my very best, because I didn't want to be sacked too. I mean, people are losing their jobs. So this one I've struggled to get, I have to make sure I handle this very well, you see. So actually, that was what I was doing. But with time, I settled in. Let me tell you this. I haven't told everyone, but then I think somewhere in May 5th was my birthday. But before my birthday, I actually got a raise. I didn't ask
for it.
I got a raise. I don't tell people those.
I just know why there's a reason why that period. I was just liking you, like you. So I knew I did that. What?
Man, it was actually very. I feel everything is just a testimony because you, we've suffered, but then like I got a raise and I was like, what am I even doing? Because to me, I'm not doing much, and I'm trying to do much.
This is what you were doing as
the boss was so happy with
seven assignments, and now you're doing it in the space of how many months?
Imagine. So that happened, but then moving forward, my other major win, which I'm so happy about, was that I got a promotion. I got a promotion in November, just around the same time I got my job last year. Okay, and I mean, I was like, yo, this is amazing. I was occupying a junior role as a machine learning engineer. Now this people say, let's cancel the junior now. Let's just cancel the junior and make you machine learning engineer. So that was the promotion. I was so happy.
Was the promotion only in English or it was backed with some coins?
Oh, of course not. How can someone promote you then? They're not giving you two CDs. They should give you at least $1, you know, something like that. Yeah, so, well, I have been really excited about this job because it's an opportunity for me to learn. It's an opportunity for me to meet new people, even though I don't meet them physically because this is more like a remote job, right? But I've gotten the chance to meet people in high places who are doing great, amazing things, very intelligent people. Yeah. My major win for me has been my promotion at work. Another has been, and this is very important for me, and it's an ongoing thing for me every time, my friends, the network I have, the people I talk to. I mean, you have your professional network, but then you have friends that can hold you up when things
of
are
of course sort of, yeah, across different areas of your life.
Man, Ozzy, like, I think you can give many testimonies about this, what friendship actually do to people.
Yeah.
Okay, because, man, I'm telling you, when I was searching for jobs, at the time I was in Rwanda, and Rwanda is not my home, I'm Ghanaian, like I said earlier. And,
we've heard, I'm a Ghanaian,
Man, I'm probably Ghanaian people, so.
Just let's so not go into the argument. Please, let me stop distracting.
I was in Rwanda at the time. I was paying for rent, I was paying for lights, utility bills, you know, I was unemployed, right? I had to feed myself. So think about all these things and the kind of pressure that they bring. Adulting is not easy, but I was doing all these things without my family around, without anyone to sort of like help me or give me a hug when I didn't want to cry. You know, it was really hard for me at the time. Okay, but then I had friends who could talk to, like I had Ozzy, I had Jane, I had lots of people who could talk to me, Asake, like, motivate me and tell me, you know what, it's going to get better. Sometimes you don't even need someone to give you money. You just need someone
yes,
to talk to
just
you.
Listen, yes.
See, things are going to get better. I remember also you gave me examples of people, women, some women who had gotten jobs in big, big places.
Yeah, I actually remember sending,
We were making chin-chin and we were talking about this kind of thing. Right, so this has been major wins for me, the kind of friends I have. But this year also, we started a reading club, sort of. So that's a big win for me as well. I mean, I'm so happy about it. And this year I've also been able to attain my financial goal. I had a target for this year, and I said this year I want to have this actually set aside to do ABCD, and I've been able to do that, and I'm so happy about it. Right, so relationship wise friendship, it's been great. Financially, it's been okay. I'm happy with my relationship with God as well, and I'm really happy with everything else that's going on around me. I know there's more room for improvement, but we are working on it, and with time I believe it's going to get better. So
that's
my bucket
full of
talk about my losses.
Yeah, but before you go on, I think I like what you're doing when I say talk about your wins, because I think I'm learning to realize that wealth is multidimensional. Like, wealth is not just the fact that, I have like $1 million in my account. That's cool, right? But wealth I'm seeing wealth as, you know, having a richer quality of life, and that's multidimensional. That's across your health, that's across your friendships and your networks, that's across the money in your bank account, of course, that, you know, cuts across also progress in your life. You know, the fact that where I am today is not where I was tomorrow, then I'm wealthy. Even if I don't have, you know, the kind of money that I would want, if I'm having, you know, a richer quality of life, you know, across board, then I'm getting wealthier by the day. And so I really like the fact that you're talking about your wins from, you know, all these different aspects. Okay, my mouth shut now. Go on, please, to the losses that you experienced.
Wow, that's actually amazing. I'm really happy you chipped that in. That's really, really amazing. I think I should talk about my health as well. I think one thing I didn't do right this year, and I'll count that as a loss, was probably related to my health, because I got so serious about this work thing that I'll usually even skip lunch. I'll usually not eat so well, right? And I think I went to the hospital some time ago and were telling me I lack some sort of vitamins and so on and so forth. Yeah. So I count that as a loss, because it's something I can really work on, and I believe 2022 is going to be great. Like, we're going to put in the work. But in general, I count my losses as plans which were not accomplished, or things I tried but failed at. Okay, so this year I got when I got my second salary, I bought a guitar. I've always loved music, right? And then I started learning how to play it, but along the line I stopped because of the exact same reason. I was saying, oh, I have to focus more on my job. So that's a loss for me, right? Because you need to do the things you love. Life is really short. So next year, I hope I'm going to really focus on this as well. Yeah, so that's a loss regarding my health. You know, I think that was also a loss. But then I also believe that there's a lot more I can do relationship-wise with my friends, with my family, and, you know, my overall well-being. Yeah, so those are losses for me.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. Actually, in my evaluation of my year so far, I haven't actually considered thinking about how my health evolved. I know I had a lot of challenges, but I just haven't considered. Anyways, I'm going to go back and also look at how my actions may have contributed, or how my actions may have, you know, because eating junk in this country, particularly, everything has sugar. Abby, please, why is there sugar in sardine? I got a can of sardine the other day.
Okay,
I saw the ingredients, I saw sugar. I was so, I'm like, there's sugar in everything. You buy the normal vitamin C, like, and it's flavored. Why? What am I using the flavor for? Just give me vitamin C. I just want to stay safe from this COVID something.
Honestly, I come to visit you where you are. We are bringing you
everything. Please, bring, please.
You have good health.
I need this. Anyways, let's go on to the last segment. And I want to say also, thank you for not holding back on some of these things that you're sharing. The last segment concerning, like, the lessons that you learned, you know. As many as you can fit into our time range, please take it away.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so one thing I learned, especially because I was in need at a point and I had to, you know, reach out to people to help me, was that your network is really your net worth. It is not cliche. This is experience. I experienced this, and I saw it. I'm like, yo, this is they've been saying in classroom. It's not a lie, it's real life. Because that's when you get people who reach out to you and give you recommendations for jobs at some places.
Yeah.
Right. And I got a number of recommendations to jobs at Amazon from, actually, I didn't know two of them. Two people reached out to me because I shared my resume. I reached out to people. I posted. I mean, I was making noise on LinkedIn. So, you people, I'm dying. Help me. Right. then these people just reached out and, like, we've looked through your CV. We think you're good for this. We are going to give you a recommendation for this. So go apply for that. And then Amazon sends me a message and I go look at it and I apply. Some other people reached out to me, or they just commented on my messages, and then they said they are commenting so others on their network could see what I have over here, so they can help me. Someone asked me to send her and a message via her email, and then I shared my resume with her, and she reached out to me later on, giving me steps like what she's done so far, right? In with the aim of me getting a job eventually. I also had people, a lady from who I met at the World Bank. We weren't really close, but then we had some sort of conversations, right?
Yeah.
And I had the number and we talk occasionally. So she was also willing to give me, and she actually did give me a lot of recommendations, referrals to jobs at Microsoft. And then some others, people I met at programs. So guys, please make sure. I know COVID has come and it's making life so tough, but when there are events that you think you benefit from, please just go and reach out to someone, like make friends, be relevant. When they're talking about something you have the answer to, just answer now.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, you have to we beg, answer now.
They're begging you because it's for your tomorrow. You really don't know when someone will meet you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, there's this lady called Ivy Ballet, she's Ghanaian, and I got the chance to work with her some time ago. I was part of a program she was organizing some years back, and my group were the second runner up for that particular event. I know she will never forget me. She still remembers me up to date. So I reached out to her when I was searching for jobs, and she was working for me to get a job somewhere in Zipline, right? I mean, these are networks. These are people you've spoken to. These are people you've met in different places. Please don't make enemies, so make friends, because tomorrow they can help you as much as you can. So, well, I build networks. I think it's something I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I like talking to people when things don't work out. Like in my current job, if I'm trying to do something, it's not working out, man, I've suffered. Let me just reach out to someone. I can't come to myself. Right, I'll reach out to someone to assist me on this.
Yeah,
because somebody already went through what you're currently going through. They can really help you out. You don't waste time on trying to figure things out always on your own.
Yeah,
so you ask for help whenever it's necessary. Okay. The other thing is, I have been through what I went through last year, so it's taught me to be able to be financially stable, knowing that you might go through tough times and other people might not. Apart from the fact that people might not want to help you. Some people might want to help you, but they can't. Exactly, because people have their own issues. So please save for the rainy days. Don't spend all your salary on your mouth, too. Don't buy fine clothes. You can buy a few clothes and manage for the year. And then invest the rest. Don't save. Invest. Investment means there's going to be a return on it. Saving means you're just putting it there in your account. It's just lying there dormant. Whenever you need, you can go for it. Right, but invest knowing that inflation will come, things will happen, the money will devalue, so you want to make sure that it's increasing with time. Okay, so that taught me so much. I have to be able to stand on my own. I have to be able to make sure that when the rainy days come, I'm prepared for it. I'm not going to be crying, mommy, please, I'm not a child anymore. So guys, let's work on this. Let's try to make sure that we are working so hard. I mean, things won't go as smoothly as you want it all the time, but you have to put in an effort. Okay, you have to really put in an effort. And I think that's it for me. I think I would like to do the things I want to do most, right? If things are not going on well for you right now and you are struggling, please, the things you can do currently, like I told you, when things weren't going so well, I will cry, all right, yes, I will apply for jobs, all right, but I will also go for my guitar lessons. And those were the time I was more serious. Exactly.
So and you also come to make Chin Chin at our house.
I go to comedy house. I used to call the house comedy house. We go there, we make Chin Chin together, we eat, we laugh, we talk about school, we talk about life, you know? Like this, surround yourself with positive-minded people. Very important, surround yourself with positive mind. Don't let anyone come and be killing your vim everything. Don't bring vibe killers to your life, you know?
Please don't.
Yeah, moving forward. Yeah, so that's majorly my two cents for you guys. I think it's going to be really helpful because it's really helped me a lot, right? And don't ever forget the God factor. Like, everything in this world doesn't just happen. Like, things are happening because God wants them to. So in as much as things are going on and you're doing your best, you just keep praying and hope that things will work well for your good. That's me.
wow, that's a lot for me to take in. And to be honest, like Abby, I don't know if I'm going to have to actually come to Ghana or I'm going to get a hold of you, because this saving versus investment thing, me, I just don't like stress. So when I'm thinking too much, just like put my money, I'm just like, please let me leave it in Access Bank Rwanda. Nobody should stress me. I don't want to be dragging money with Elon Musk. Please, if Elon Musk should cough on Twitter, my money will just go down. So I think I need to come and collect, you know, proper financial lessons from you. But thank you so much for sharing. I really also like the part where you spoke about, you know, when you were not really having a very good time, you know, trying to get a job, and how you were still doing things that you loved, you know, trying to go for guitar classes, trying to come to comedy house, you know, and have Chin Chin, whatever it is. I think it's also something that some other people have resonated through this series, you know, attaining balance. Life is not all about, you know, I want to go to school, I want to do PhD, I want to get a job. And then when you get the job and what, like trying to also develop other areas of your life, you know, just nurture your inner child, whatever it is that excites your spirit. Just get some other thing apart from, you know, machine learning or whatever it is your job is. So, man, we did it, and in record time. I'm so thankful. Thank you so much, Abby. Is there anything you want to add again before we close?
Yes, me. I want to add something.
Please go ahead.
Guys, this life is short. You only live once. YOLO.
Hey.
So, as you live this life, you want to make the best out of it.
True.
And having come this far, I really tell myself that, Abby girl, you really can't settle for less. Unless that's the only option. Like, you've really come this far.
Abby, do you know sometimes when the only option is that only option? Do you know sometimes it's safer to just be out? To be honest, like, don't take it. To be honest, like, I was chatting with someone, I don't know if this is a very good example, but about, like, people getting married and all, and how a lot of times, you know, when women just, you know, get married, just settle. Who they there? I like you, you like me, let's do it. You know, it just happens that, you know, sometimes, and I've seen this play out a lot of times, it's just like you see a burning fire and you pour water and everything's just down. And you're looking at this woman and, like, I used to see this woman show up all the time and now we don't even hear about her again since she got married. For that particular person, some of them dealing with, like, abuse, or I don't want to talk very specifically about the examples that I was talking about, or some of them dealing with, like, you know, just insecure husbands who just will not allow you shine. To be honest, if that person was the only husband, if you ask them, they'll have to say, I better just be single for the rest of when I reach heaven, let people still be single. So I just wanted to say that sometimes even the only option is not safe. It's okay, just do it without it.
That's true. Marriage is not, it's not bread and butter, guys. Yeah. You have to be very serious about it.
Yeah,
so please don't settle for less. Me, I'm not going to settle for less. So it's the best I deserve.
Yes, so the absolute best. And that's what you get.
So that's it for me. I'm so happy to be here today.
Thank you so much, Abby, for your time. Guys, this has been a very rich session. Even myself, see, I'm sounding very happy, right? So much more happier than when I started. And that's because, you know, rich conversations like this make me happy, you know, exchanging ideas. And I hope that you've been able to pick one or two things, you know. And, you know, if you're trying to make a decision and Abigail just touched on it, just take it as the sign you need to make that decision, you know, before the new year. So thank you so much, Abigail, for your time. Thank you guys for listening, and we hope that you have an amazing rest of the few seconds left in this year. Bye, guys.
Bye, Ozzy.
Bye.